Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Because a security review of all IPAS centres will take place speedily in the wake of that arson attack on a facility in Drogheda. Four children, including a baby, were among five people rescued from the top floor of a building housing international protection applicants on Friday night. Local Fine Gael councillor Ijiro O'Hare is from Nigeria. She's lived in Drogheda for over 24 years. She knows some of the residents well.
People are deeply upset about the incident that happened during the last couple of days. It shouldn't have happened. The community of Drogheda is a very welcoming community, very hospital community. And it's not something we were expecting. And so everybody is shocked. The people affected are quite shocked. I know the residents that live there because some of them are there for 2 years, and they were quite upset when I went to see them and very shocked about the whole thing. This is not typical of what happens in Drogheda. Drogheda is a very welcoming community. I've been here myself for over 34 years, and in that period of time, they've only shown love and care. And even the ladies, when I was speaking to them, they said to me that, look, they've been in Drogheda for over 2 years and they haven't seen anything like this. They've received love and support, and so they were quite shocked that something like this was actually happening in a place that have embraced them so much and has been so hospitable. The incident has to be dealt with before they go out of hand.
Yeah, that was Ijiro O'Hare there from Nigeria, who's lived in Drogheda. I said 24 years. She's actually lived in Drogheda for over 30 years, speaking there about that horrific attack. We're joined by John Lannan, CEO of the Migrants' Rights Organisation, Dirtis. John, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Your reaction to what happened in Drogheda over the weekend?
Good morning. With the arson attack, was shocking. You know, lives were put in danger, including lives of young children. Must have been quite
John, I'm going to interrupt you there. John, I'm going to interrupt you. Your line is coming and going. I don't know if you're in a position to maybe move to get a better signal, but we're struggling to hear you up. You're still there with us?
Okay, yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry, you were making the point. Hello? Continue making the point. I think we can hear you a bit clearer now.
Yes, I was just saying that it was a frightening and traumatizing experience for people, particularly for young children who were in the building. Those that were responsible for the attack were rightly condemned by the Minister for Justice, by the Taoiseach, by others. And I'd have to say the people who caused the fire do not represent how the vast majority of people in Ireland feel about newcomers to the country, be they asylum seekers or others.
It would seem that CCTV captured a person spreading accelerant, petrol or something of that nature, to spread the fire. And the fact that they set fire to the stairs as well when people were upstairs, that is particularly sinister. I mean, that is effectively attempted murder, isn't it?
It is indeed. There were people upstairs in the building. You know, we know it's not the first time that there have been attempts to set fires, and there were fires set at accommodation centres. But it's particularly worrying that there were people in the building at this time. And, you know, it's really important that communities stand together against this type of action, and that everyone in a position of leadership sends out a strong message that intolerance and hatred are unacceptable.
Yeah. Are people staying in other accommodation? They must be concerned about this attack. Have you been getting feedback from people who are from asylum seekers elsewhere?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Indeed. Sadly, there is now widespread fear amongst asylum seekers. First of all, there are people who've been left without accommodation. They're still on the streets. They're particularly vulnerable to attack. There are people in many centres where they're, have had to face protests every day. Fear of being attacked as they go to and from work or they bring their children to schools. So we appeal to people who are protesting outside asylum centres, accommodation centres, to remember that these are people's homes. You know, there are people who are scared, who are frightened by what they see, by what they hear, and they've done nothing to make people's lives more difficult here in Ireland. They're not to blame for any of the difficulties and social problems we have in this country.
Okay, can I ask you a separate story in relation to asylum seekers? The Irish Independent reporting this morning that asylum seekers who are working in Ireland will have to pay between €15 and €238 a week for their accommodation in IPAS centres. This is the plans that are going to be discussed by the government today. Your reaction to that news?
So we've heard this come up from time to time before, and if asylum seekers are being asked to pay for accommodation, then the accommodation should be off to scratch. You know, if they were asked now to pay, they're being asked for accommodation, as we've now seen, that in many cases isn't even safe. You know, they've got poor access to services. There are poor conditions in the centres. The other point is that if people are being asked to pay, they should get the same social welfare supports and payments as others do. Right now...
Well, that's hardly realistic, John, is it? I mean, that would be, if you were to say that everyone who comes to Ireland is entitled to social welfare payments, you would get huge numbers coming here seeking asylum.
Right now, children who are in the asylum system are the only ones in this country that are excluded from child benefit payments. So as a very minimum, that should be provided.
But John, I have to put it to you, the pull factor. I mean, we can't be naive about a pull factor. If you start providing social welfare to asylum seekers here, you are going to get people coming here who are not asylum seekers, who are economic migrants.
When choosing how to escape from war or from persecution or for where to find safety, people do not look at a menu of options and what they're going to get paid and what they're not going to get paid.
But people who are not, sorry, John, my question is, people who are not fleeing war and oppression do look at those things and will inevitably seek asylum here.
There is no evidence to indicate that that might be the case. Research from across Europe shows that these mythical pull factors do not play a part to any significant extent in the numbers of people who come to seek asylum.
Does common sense not dictate, John?
We need to set up, if we need workers in this country, if we need people, and if we want them to come to study, we need to ensure that we set up separate pathways so that they can come here, they can help to contribute, as so many people from around the world have been contributing to our health sector, to our hospitality sector, to the construction sector for many, many years. We need to ensure there are pathways for people to do that, but we should not punish the people who have come here to seek asylum, to seek safety from wars, from persecution around the world.
Okay.
Everybody, let us remember, has a right to seek
international protection. And that's not in question this morning. Do you have an issue in principle with people paying for their accommodation if they have a job?
Everybody should be treated equally. So if people are paying for the services that they get, then the services should be up to scratch. This applies to everybody in the country, of course, regardless of whether they're asylum seekers or not. But right now, the access to services, the supports that people get, and as I said, remember, asylum seekers do not get child benefits. But look, we have to ensure that there's you know, everybody is treated fairly, that everybody can work if they choose to work. People will contribute by paying the same taxes as everybody else does when they go into a shop and they're spending their money. But I think we have to be careful here to ensure that the messages that are being sent out, particularly by politicians now, is that... you know, people have that right to come here. You know, we cannot call into question the rights of people seeking asylum, because if we do, it's potentially fueling the types of attacks we saw in Drogheda. The government has a responsibility to ensure the safety of everybody who comes to Ireland, and any actions or words that put them at risk need to be avoided.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John Lannan, CEO of the Migrants' Rights Organisation, Durrus, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.